From God to God, or It All Works Out in the Final Reel. 39 years and 1 week ago, brackets February 13, 1987, my life changed forever. I was given a picture, or rather a movie, of what the purpose of life is. At the same time as watching this spiritual movie, I was drenched in bliss, which allowed me to know what it was I was viewing. I was behind the wheel of my car, driving to work in a part of Vancouver I'd grown up in. I totally forgot about my car, but the car will figure later. Soaked through and through with bliss, I knew the identities of the beings I was witnessing. I was shown a large golden sun against the black of space, the sun I knew to be God the Father. From it emerged a small golden star, which streaked off into the distance. I knew the small golden star to be the child of God, which we call the Self, Soul, Atman, Buddha Nature, Original Face, etc. I found I had the ability to wish something, and it happened. I wanted to see where the small star went, and instantaneously I was there. It had entered a large and dense area of space. I knew the cloud to be God the Mother. The child of God was passing through a coiled tube. I knew these to be lifetimes in matter. If you looked down the tube, it'd be as if you were looking down a nautilus shell. See graphic above. While in the tube, its light had dimmed greatly. Then all of a sudden, its light flashed back on, and I knew this to be an experience of enlightenment. After that, it left the dense cloud and flew back to the golden sun and immersed itself in it. I knew that to be the culmination. From God to God, out into the Divine Mother's school of matter, where the universal laws guide us home again, to the delight of the Mother, Father, One. I sat there amazed at what I'd just seen, when I heard a voice say, "The purpose of life is enlightenment." And with that, the vision disappeared, and I was back behind the wheel of my car. I immediately looked to my right to see how far I had traveled in the time I'd been away. I know this part of town well. I had not traveled an inch, which I interpret as my being removed from time. For decades, I did not say that this was an enlightenment, but rather a teaching on enlightenment. But no, one could not experience that degree of bliss without being in contact with a higher dimension, which is what enlightenment is. At the next stoplight, I looked over at the worried face of the driver to the left of me and wanted to roll down my window and tell him it all works out in the final reel. I now knew what God meant for us to do in giving birth to our souls. Having researched the subject ever since, I now see the purpose of life as being for us to discover who we truly are. Why that? Because whenever one of us has an experience of enlightenment, God meets God, and it is for that meeting that all of this was created. Almost independent of thought now, I could align my life with the overall flow. I'm no longer swimming upstream in life. Everything else follows from what I learned from that vision. Gradually, as I experience more and more of the divine states or qualities, I experience myself expanding, emerging, all of which is, I believe, mileage gained on my return journey to the Mother, Father, One, and help in developing the skills I'm going to need when the next chapter of life opens. Mind you, all of us born into this generation are, according to the Company of Heaven, angelics. We have no need of human enlightenment. Michael was speaking to all of us when he said, "Archangel Michael, we come from Source." Steve, right, wow, all angels? Archangel Michael, yes, it is bigger than you think. We are being fueled by the infinite Source, the eternal Source, and so are you. We angelics all are fueled by Source. Therefore, we have no need to seek enlightenment. We'll return to our native realms afterwards, which are far beyond the reach of human enlightenments. Footnote 5. Archangel Michael, now it is not necessary for those of you, for example, who have been angelics, to reincarnate again and again as humans because you have assumed that form, or that you have need to go through the entire process of the angelic realm. You will zoom through it. You will, what we are calling, leapfrog through it, back to where you were, back to who you really are. And there is a time when we return home. After that, we'll reemerge a brilliant beacon of light and love. Reemergence was never suspected by terrestrial sages. Those that return home will be completing the journey I watched in my vision.